Shalom, everybody. Hope everybody is having an easy and meaningful fast. The Torah reading that we read on almost every fast day, actually it's every fast day except for Yom Kippur, the Torah reading comes from Parshas Ki Tisa. Bnei Yisrael unfortunately sinned with a Chet HaEgel, and Hashem wanted, so to speak, to destroy them, and Moshe begs Hashem to forgive us, and Hashem agrees. And it is this act, the act of begging Hashem to forgive us after the almost unforgivable sin of Chet HaEgel, it is this act that we read about and internalize every fast day, and that's our job on this fast day and every fast day. The Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, tells us in the beginning of Hilchos Ta'anios that that is the main point of a fast day, to do tshuva, to think about what we did then and what we continue to do now that led to the Churban, that led to our eviction from Eretz Yisrael and our Galus, Chas V'Shalom. And what did we do then and what can we do now to reverse that terrible decree? And in that Torah reading, at the end of Moshe's pleas to Hashem, while he was still on Har Sinai, before he even goes down, we hear the following in Shmot, Perek Lamed Bet, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Parsha Kitisa. Zichor li Avraham, li Yitzchak, uli Yisrael avadecha, asher nishbata lehem bach, vatadaber alehem arbe et zarachem kechochvei hashamayim. Remember, Hashem, remember Avraham and Yitzchak and Yisrael, your servants to whom you swore, and you said to them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of the sky. And then the pasuk continues, V'chol ha'aretz hazot, asher amarti, etein lezarachem, v'nachalu leolam. And all this land, asher amarti, that I have spoken of, I will give to your seed, to your offspring, they will inherit it forever. But this pasuk seems strange. Who is speaking in this pasuk? First, we hear Moshe saying to Hashem, remember Hashem, remember the avos to whom you, Hashem, swore that Bnei Yisrael would thrive. And then the pasuk says that that land, Eretz Yisrael, asher amarti, that I have spoken of, that I will give to your descendants and they will inherit it forever. Is Moshe saying that? That's Hashem talking. So what's going on here? Is it Hashem or is it Moshe? This question is asked in the Gemara, in Brachos, Daf, Lamed, Bet, Amud Aleph, and it is the subject of a machlokes. Rabbi Elazar in the Gemara there says that yes, the person speaking in the pasuk changes. Ad kan divrei Talmid, umikan ve'elach divrei harav. Up until that point, it's Moshe speaking, begging Hashem to have mercy on Bnei Yisrael. But v'chol ha'aretz azot asher amarti, etein lezarachem v'nachalu leolam. That's Hashem speaking. Hashem agreed with Moshe. I do remember them, so to speak, says Hashem, and I will give you the land that I promised. That's Rabbi Elazar. However, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani disagrees. He says that this pasuk, it's all Moshe speaking. So if so, how could Moshe say, v'chol ha'aretz azot asher amarti, etein lezarachem, that I'll give you the land? Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani says that this is what happened. Moshe said to Hashem, the things you told me to tell Bnei Yisrael, I did tell Bnei Yisrael. In other words, Moshe said, v'chol ha'aretz azot asher amarti, etein lezarachem. I told Bnei Yisrael, in your name, Hashem, what you told me at the sneh, at the burning bush in Perek Gimel and Sefer Shmos. That's the way Rashi on the Gemara understands this pasuk. I told Bnei Yisrael that you, Hashem, said, ale etchem me'oni mitzrayim, etc., Eret Zavat Chalav Udvash, I will take you out of the pain and suffering of Egypt to a land flowing with milk and honey. I told them that you, Hashem, said that Bnei Yisrael would indeed inherit Bnei Yisrael, but now that they sinned and you want to punish them, what should I tell them? So according to this second opinion in the Gemara, what exactly is Moshe saying to Hashem? I told them what you told me. I told them what you told me to tell them, so now what do I tell them? What does this even mean? There is a beautiful explanation given by the Tzlach. The Tzlach is an acronym for a sefer called Tzion Lenefesh Chaya Tzlach. It's a perush on the Gemara written by the Noda Yehuda, Rabbi Chezkel Landau, who died in 1793. Says the Tzlach. The Rambam says in his introduction to his perush on the Mishnah that the words of a Navi that are positive positive events that a Navi foretells, those things cannot be undone. Even sins, chas v'shalom, that Bnei Israel might do, even those sins cannot override Hashem's promises to us. So according to the Tzlach, Moshe is saying this to Hashem, yes, Bnei Israel sinned, and yes, those specific perpetrators must be punished, but as a Navi, I, Moshe, as a Navi, told Bnei Israel what you told me to tell them, that Bnei Israel will receive Eretz Yisrael, v'nachalu le'olam. So now what am I supposed to tell them? Hashem, you promised. So that is indeed a powerful message for you and for me. Here we are, we're fasting, and we're trying to do tshuva, and we're trying to undo the things that have called the galus. And sometimes we lose hope, we feel like we're too far away for the geula. But Moshe's words ring in our eyes. Hashem promised, and we believe, and we have faith, and we know that no matter what, we will get the land, keep the land forever. Be meheirav yameinu. Have an easy and meaningful fast, everyone.